From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election whose outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning 3 months ago. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters forecast. With the lower CDU vote and a stronger showing than expected by Germany's controversial far-right populist party Alternative for Germany, Merkel's win is arguably bittersweet. Exit data suggested the Alternative for Germany party got 13.4% of the national vote. It's the first time openly nationalists have entered the German parliament since the Nazi era. It marks a sharp departure for a country that has limited political speech and is wary of any dramatic expressions of nationalism. President Trump is waging a war of words this weekend with American professional athletes who refuse to stand before games for the playing of the country's national anthem. Trump says they should be fired and suggests fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. The players have waged the protest for what they see as disparities in the treatment of minorities in the country and Trump's own divisive comments about American race relations, especially after he equated neo-Nazi demonstrators with counter-protesters after a rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one woman dead. This is VOA News. Cameroon's National Communication Council, the government media regulator, has suspended 30 journalists or radio and television programs for what it calls biased reporting. Moki Edwin Kinsica reports from Yaoundé.
Among the more than 30 media organizations and journalists, Cameroon's National Communication Council has suspended or warned our newspapers La Nouvelle Expression, La Météo, L'Anecdote, and the capital city radio station Amplitude FM. NCC President Peter Esoka says the media organizations and journalists were suspended from 1 to 6 months because of unprofessional conduct and refusal to respect norms and ethics of journalism.
When a journalist comes up with a newspaper article and says a certain minister is known to be running with the prime minister's wife, how do you take that? It's indecent. It is indecent. And then he lists out who this minister is sleeping with this other minister. How does that help the society? Doesn't.
Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital Kabul, injuring at least 3 people. The Ministry of the Interior described the injured as Afghan civilians, but would not say whether foreign forces also suffered any casualties. At least 3 UN peacekeepers were killed in Mali's troubled north. The UN mission to the country said Sunday its vehicle hit an explosive device on the road between the city of Gao and the village of Anifis. The attack wounded 5 peacekeepers. Thousands of residents have been evacuating from areas surrounding a rumbling volcano on the resort island of Bali, Indonesia, as officials say an eruption could be imminent. Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said Sunday that the number of people fleeing their homes had tripled since Friday, as the magnitude of tremors has increased. And on the American island of Puerto Rico, tens of thousands of people are evacuating the river valley below a weakened dam in the northwest. The dam is having trouble holding all the rain from Hurricane Maria, which ravaged Puerto Rico last week, that is. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Sunday the storm could still cause dangerous surf and rip currents at beaches on the east coast in the next few days. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.